With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to the investigation of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the hunt for the killer, Utah Governor Spencer Cox appealing for help from anyone who might have even the smallest shred of information.
We cannot do our job without the public's help right now. The public has answered our call for action.
Authorities have released still photos and video of the person of interest they seek. You can find those images online, including at townhall.com.
The new footage picks up after the suspect fired the fatal shot and shows him running along a rooftop, then jumping off a building. He then heads towards a wooded area near the campus where the authorities say they found a high-powered bolt-action rifle. And four enhanced images taken from surveillance footage in a stairwell show more details of his clothing. The FBI has offered a reward of up to $100,000 for information that could lead to his arrest. Charlie Kirk's coffin has now been flown back from Utah to his native state of Arizona on Air Force Two.
And that's the BBC's Netta Taufik in Arizona. Now, about that 16-year-old who police say opened fire this week at Colorado's Evergreen High School.
Based on some of the information that we're seeing about this suspect is that he was radicalized by some extremist network.
Jackie Kelly with the Jefferson County, Colorado Sheriff's Office heard on Denver 7. The two shooting victims were wounded. The attacker took his own life. A plane load of more than 300 South Korean workers released after days of detention in Georgia landed in South Korea. They were detained during an immigration raid at a battery factory under construction at Hyundai's auto plant west of Savannah. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 70 points. This is SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom in Vermont.
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Vermont Principals Association cannot ban a Christian school from sports participation because its girls' teams refuse to play against schools that have boys on their squads. Mid-Vermont Christian School was kicked out of the VPA after the girls' basketball team opted to forfeit a game against Long Trail School in 2023. The court says the VPA was hostile to the Christian school's religious views. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has reversed previous court rulings. It found a Georgia county illegally discriminated against the sheriff's deputy by failing to pay for his sex change operation. In its ruling, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found that Houston County's policy did not violate the civil rights of the male officer. The decision relies heavily on a June ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Tennessee's ban on sex change operations for youngsters. This is SRN News. Six black colleges received threats or potential threats the other day, prompting lockdowns and class cancellations.
Southern University in Louisiana, Alabama State University, Clark Atlanta University in Georgia, Virginia State University, Hampton University in Virginia, and Bethune-Cookman University in Florida. All six of those schools reported threats. Although initial threats have been investigated and the lockdowns lifted, some schools did opt to call off classes and in many cases send students home. The abundance of caution coming one day following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Jason Walker reporting.
The Trump administration is asking an appeals court to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors by Monday before the central bank's next vote on interest rates. More details, SRNNews.com.